Title: Medical Devices, Artificial Intelligence, and Reactions to FDA's Proposed Oversight. Content: In April of this year, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, released a discussion paper, Proposed Regulatory Framework for Modifications to Artificial Intelligence/Machine Learning, AI or ML, based software as a medical device, SAMD, which proposed a novel regulatory framework for artificial intelligence, AI, based medical devices. The public docket closed on June 3, 2019, and FDA received over 100 comments from manufacturers, industry associations, and other interested parties. The comments vary in support of FDA's framework and largely urge FDA to align with external stakeholders that are already developing industry standards and clarify the agency's expectations under the proposed framework. FDA proposed approach in its discussion paper. FDA recognized that its current approach to the regulation of medical devices, which is based on devices that are static in nature with planned, discrete changes, is ill-suited for AI algorithms. For example, under the current framework, changes in an AI algorithm due to real-world use, depending on the significance or risk posed to patients of that modification, could trigger pre-market review by FDA. The consequence would be that whenever the algorithm learns or adapts, which ideally it would with every use, the manufacturer would have to ask FDA to clear, or approve, the algorithm change. That scenario is unworkable, both for the manufacturer and for FDA. FDA's approach introduced a framework that considers the adaptive nature of AI and machine learning, ML, based technologies, and proposed a streamlined approach that should lessen regulatory burden on industry. The framework proposed a total lifecycle approach, based on four principles: 1. Good ML practices, GMLP, from software development through distribution. 2. Initial pre-market review that would include a predetermined plan for modifications. 3. Risk management approach to modifications after pre-market review. And 4. Post-marketing monitoring and reporting of product performance. At the heart of FDA's proposed framework, and the most unique aspect of the approach, is the second principle: the option for manufacturers to submit a plan of predetermined modifications during the initial pre-market review of an AI or ML device. The plan, called a predetermined change control plan, would disclose changes that are anticipated based on the software's adaptive learning and the methodology for implementing those changes in a controlled manner. In other words, the plan would lay out a roadmap, or region, of potential changes as the machine learns, and would describe the methods in place to control the risks anticipated with those algorithm changes. Changes within the scope of the plan would not require FDA pre-market review. Changes outside the scope of the plan, and that lead to a new intended use, for example, to diagnose a different/new disease, would require pre-market review. Changes that are outside of the plan, but that do not create a new intended use, would trigger a focused FDA pre-market review of the plan. This approach would eliminate the burdensome requirement for a company to seek clearance from FDA for every significant software change. Public comments: The public comments vary in support of FDA's proposed framework. Some comments asked FDA to expand the scope of the framework to include software in medical devices, as opposed to the current scope, which covers only software as a medical device. Many commenters asked for more clarity around terms used in the discussion paper, including foundational terms such as machine learning, as opposed to the broader terms of artificial or augmented intelligence, and terms such as locked down and continuous learning algorithms. Numerous comments requested more examples to illustrate the agency's expectations, such as examples of changes to AI or ML software that would, or would not, trigger pre-market review. Some commenters noted that certain principles, including GMLP, are either premature given the nascent state of the industry, or should be harmonized with standards already being developed by external standards-setting organizations. A few comments noted that the incorporation of elements of CDRH's software pre-certification program is confusing because the pre-cert program has not been fully evaluated or adopted, and the results have not been shared outside.